Beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. Looking out of the studio where we're broadcasting from live right now. Looks like a nice little overcast. I'm also looking at the report putting out by our Flagstaff affiliate, CAF News. They've got a nice snowstorm coming in. They're expecting snow over 8,000 feet, 5 to 11 inches.
Oh, boy.
Snowable potentially by tomorrow morning.
Oh, man.
This is the time of year where it's hard to just decide, what are you going to do? There's so many events going on. If you've joined us from the beginning of the broadcast, you know we've been all over the state with all kinds of different things to do. But it's a great weekend with this type of weather to get stuff done around your house, too. Or if you've been keeping up with your regular home maintenance, just fill up a glass of iced tea, stick a stem of mint in there, squeeze a lemon on top,
yeah,
and kick back for a nice, relaxing weekend here in our beautiful Arizona. We're talking about universal design all month here at Rosie on the House. We're going to have a lot of great guests from Rosie Remodeling, TWD, from the West Valley. We've got Assurance Builders in Tucson. We've got Renovations and Prescott. We're going to be talking to experts all over the state on different solutions for, you know, turning our home, castle, or cabin into that as we enter into all different areas and ages of our life as needs change constantly.
Yeah.
The number of people that'll live in the home change constantly. And as all those changes happen, our function of our house and how we use our house changes.
Well, one of the more economical ways to prepare your property for a parent or a close relative moving in with you is do take those two bedrooms, knock the wall down in between the two bedrooms. 9 times out of 10, that's a non-load-bearing wall. But 9 times out of 10, that's where the closets are. So when you knock that wall down, you're going to lose closet space. You have to move the closet down to one end of the new large room or the other. You want to make sure there's plenty of adequate light. Maybe convert one of the windows into a patio door that goes out onto a little private patio. You got to start thinking about floor covering. Do you want wall-to-wall carpet, or do you want solid hard surface on everything? And if you do, then do you want to deal with area rugs and the trip hazard that they can become? What do you want to do in the bathrooms in the way of accessing the shower and or a tub facility? You know, how barrier-free do you want to incorporate that? But just converting those two bedrooms into one larger area with a closet and converting one of the windows to a door, it's going to be, and new floor covering, it's going to be easy to spend $30,000 to $50,000. That gets the majority of the inside of the house painted. It includes electrical changes. It includes ductwork changes, floor covering changes, and you're pretty well done. You know,
you but say then, it's easy to spend that amount.
It's really easy.
It's not. It's hard to do it for less than that, or at only that.
Yeah,
I'm not somebody that could do.
And you do need a building permit for that, because you are going to move electric. You don't want to do it second rate, and where it just shouts at you is, oh my goodness, what did these people do here?
And because those things never last long, they cost more to fix. It's just, it's cheaper on the scale of time to do it right the first time.
Now, we did for one client a few years ago, we took the wall and the closet out, and then they didn't put a new closet in, they just went with freestanding armoires, and then their intent is to use it as it was their mother coming home. It was going to be mother's apartment. And at the point mom didn't want it anymore or moved out, then it was going to be real easy to go right back and throw that wall up and create it back into two bedrooms again. Bada bing, bada boom. But that's probably the starting point of what it takes. And then it ramps up from there. If we take the bathroom from the opposite side of the hall and move it to the right side, so grandpa or grandma doesn't have to run across the hall at 6 o'clock in the morning naked to brush her teeth, you know. Then adding a bathroom, you cannot add a decent bathroom for less than $25,000 or $30,000. And I mean, that's rock bottom. So, and I'm, these are numbers if you haul.
By our living standard.
If you hire a contractor to do it for you. One third of that's materials, one third of that's labor, and one third of that is general conditions, insurance, licensing, overhead, and profit. When we come back, we'll talk about what you can spend for that full-blown casita in the backyard.